Yeah, what's up, people? Reminiscing the building on that deep above Sababa. Yeah, you're tuned in to the W Experience with Winky. Don't touch it. Thank you.
She brings best two artists in the game, legends live ever. Tim West Tour TV. London to Lagos, checking out the W Experience with Winky, my man. Get it down on it. Holler at the kid. One.
Wow, we, you just have to stay thankful to God Almighty all day, every day, sun up to sun down, you know, regardless of how life's treating you, because at the end of the day, it goes still soft, you understand? Sometimes something just reminds you of a couple stuff in your life, and it could be someone who's just randomly gisting about what reminds you of something that impacted your life positively, and you're just like, well, I know I'm not where I want to be yet, but I'm super thankful for how far I've come. Have you ever felt that way before? Gratitude all around, non-stop. Okay, it's the W Experience O'Clock, and in case you don't know, every week on the show, we bring your favorite celebs closer to you, and they get to share their wow, winning, and sometimes wild experiences. Man of peace and love, Winky Sugar is reporting live for duty. Let's go. You're live on the W Experience with Man of Peace and Love, Winky Sugar. On this week's edition of the show, we're linked with an OG, Alexander Abolore Adegbola Akodi, popularly known as Nice, a Nigerian musician and songwriter. I'm not sure some Gen Z would know. Little money, soon them spend it. Hey, Tubalo, Jagawapa, Die, Jembe, Jembe. And of course, 8 years later, he gave us a banger, Gongwaso, before I'm gonna start mentioning other hits. But Nice, aka Alakwameji, is known for his powerful use of the Yoruba language in his music, as well as his proverbial lyrics and unique style of delivery. Also, we discussed the secrets of his relevance in the industry, his journey so far, his fear, and lots more. Stay with us, don't go nowhere. More than 11 years in the industry, you've been holding it strong from when a lot of people like us were listening to you, even while we were in secondary school. It is the year 2022, you're still holding it strong. What is the secret?
I think the most important thing, the key thing is when you're doing what you're supposed to be doing,
right,
then it appears as if you are wonderful or you're spectacular. It's because you are in the right job or in the right space.
Right.
So I think it's because me, probably I would say music is my calling. So there's nothing special about it. If you're doing like you're doing your job now, whatever,
that's
you,
right,
you excel because you are in your space. So I think that's just what it is.
But there's been a lot of people that actually started about the same time that you started, and a lot of them derailed.
You see that they've done something else and they excel better than while they were doing music. They're in their space. If you do what you are sent to do, you excel. Trust me.
Nice. Tip of the Iceberg 2 is out. It's a project that has 8 songs on it. You featured Wyclef Jean, Tiwa Savage, Ricardo Banks, and the rest of them. How were you able to get Wyclef Jean on that project?
It wasn't even me. I was on a radio interview, and I think Tolu Tools asked me who I would love to do a song with, and I said it on radio that I would love to do a song with Wyclef. I didn't know someone was listening.
Wow.
And before I got home that day, he called me. He said he can make it happen, and he made it happen. His name is Ibrahim.
Wow.
Calling me Ibrahim. I want to remember his popular Bizu. We call him Bizu Oshikoya. Ibrahim Oshikoya. So he's the one that did all this. He called Wyclef, and before you know it, we formed a WhatsApp group, and I sent a song to him, and he sent it back. It's the plug. Yeah, that's his business name.
Yeah.
And that's how we made it happen.
Nice one.
Long before I turned guru, Slumdog millionaire, this is true. I'm from a place where they bang bang. They even call me leader of a gang gang. Face the opposition on an AD. Black president, fella Gucci.
Mother Nature hit us with the dugu-dugu. I had to stand up for my people, I'm a guru-guru. Pull up in the class reunion, mama used to struggle in foreign. Now she pull up in the foreign, I stay low when I roll, I'm foreign. Put on the knife, put on the gun, we got new work for you. Rules, if you ever wanna be a guru, never let them play you if you struggle in your. Cause a diamond in the rough gon' rise above it all. Rise, Africa, rise. Remember Bob told us to unite.
Me want guru, me don't want no other musical. Guru, me never is my mega
part. Nice one. So you put up a post on your page a couple of weeks back with the inscription Afro Juju. Is that the next project?
Afro Juju has been out for like 2 weeks now,
okay.
But it's just out on Audio Mac. So I think we're having some problem with the Apple. So you know, Apple distributes all that, so many other platforms. But right. It's been out on Audio Mac and it's doing well. And that's not just the problem. We're doing 4 albums. Afro Juju is out. 33 is coming out. Then we have two more projects before this year runs out. Like those bits.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's almost the end of the year.
Yeah.
So these projects are still going to come
already,
out.
Mok, we are just going in there, because we've done it a long time ago. So we are just pushing it out, because now it's time that people really pay attention to the songs, because a lot of people are back home now.
Yeah.
So it's songs that they like or they get used to. They take back to wherever they are coming from, and those that stay there, maybe probably that will be the song that we'll listen to for the next year.
So
that's why we're trying to push as many songs as possible.
Nice. So I've seen you perform on stage a couple times recently, and all I can say is the vibration on stage is different when you're there. You've mastered that art so well that I know a lot of artists are like looking at that and they are like, how have you been? Like, how do you rehearse like 2 or 3 times a week, or you just wake up and they're like, Alapomiji, let's go, and you're ready to go?
Sometimes. And like you said, you know, it's been a long time, long time. So you know what you're supposed to do as an artist.
That's
you know what you are not supposed to do. You know the note you are supposed to hit. You know the note you are not supposed to hit. You know when to make eye contact with the audience, blah, blah, blah. So it's because I've been doing it for so long.
Right.
Like I said, so it's nothing special. You see some of my colleagues, they do the same thing as well. It's because they've been doing it for a long time. Yeah.
Alrighty. So are you planning to sign any talent anytime soon?
Not now. Like I don't really sign talent. I just, if I have someone that I have interest in, we'll just help each other in one way, whichever way I can then. And that's it.
Nice one. What is that one lesson you learned in this year?
It's not one lesson, it's many lessons we learn every day. You know, it's not just one lesson. But I've learned to look inwards. And to be more spiritual with oneself. I think we talk about spirituality all the time, most times, but we don't really pay keen attention to what spirituality actually means.
Right.
Yeah, whatever you want is within you. You just have to look inwards and you get it. Yeah.
That's deep. 3 facts. Lastly, 3 facts we do not know about Nice Alapomiji that we cannot find on Google.
There's nothing you guys don't know. Everything. You guys know everything. I think there's nothing. If you bump again today, they don't know. So I don't think that everybody knows almost everything. It's nothing. Because it's part of the things you have to put at the back of your mind if you're an artist. You have to, that public life, there is nothing you can do about it. They will get there.
What is your greatest fear?
Not to fail. I don't want to be a failure. You can be successful this year. It doesn't mean you're going to be successful forever.
That's right.
It just gives you that mindset to keep up the hard work. Don't be satisfied, you know. So when you know at the back of your mind that you can still fail, so
that's right.
Keep up the hard work.
If you are to advise a 25-year-old Nice, what would be your piece of advice for him?
If I want to advise my 25-year-old Nice, I'll say, don't go to school, just start doing that music at that time. Instead of going to school and wasting my time. I wasted a lot of time in school, so I would have just learn keyboard, piano, know how to play piano, 3-4 instruments, and start learning that music.
What did you study in school?
Law.
Wow.
And I didn't even finish. Waste of time.
Wow.
Waste of time.
Wow.
No, now we don't see I'm doing anything. That's where that spirituality thing that I said comes in.
Right.
In words.
Right.
Not what people are doing.
Mm.
What do you want to do?
Mm.
How do you want to do it? Instead of saying, only last Lawrence, you're taking no last. Our Emish economics, taking no economics. What are you going to do with that economics when you come up?
Do what makes you you.
Yeah.
Nice. Thank you so much for carving out time out of your compressed schedule to talk to us.
God bless you.
We wish you all the best, and thank you for dishing out all the evergreen songs.
God bless
you.
All around me, my back way out there want to share for me. I want to be on me, I tell I want to hear me. Oh, just come on, baby. You are like laying me, or tie by your meal. For me, lie your meal. Blessings are money, go all it. Spin my champagne, that me so. Go quiet, say. Go quiet. Yeah, me low, yeah. Spin my champagne, that me so. Go quiet, say. Go quiet.
In alphabet, all I know that come after good conscience. I am a far, I am a far, far, far. Kini moche te fe kisa for 40. Arambara shukba money savage. I am a binu, I be good Percy. Oroni, oroni. Lola no vidale, I am oroni. Oroyi, oroyi. Tanto la u,
o masi. Go quiet, say. Go quiet. Let me love you. Be more shameful than me. Go quiet, say. Go quiet.
It's your boy Lamide Bado. Hanging out with my brother from another mother. Winky, Winky, too bad.
You know what?
It's the W Experience.
And this is where I'm going to be taking my bow on today's edition of the show, The W Experience, with Man of Peace and Love, Winky Sugar. Don't forget, where you're from does not always dictate where you're going in life, but it says a lot about who you are. Always represents your roots. Stay true, curious, and be you. Peace and love. I'm winking out.